Welcome to the Motivated Mompreneur Podcast. Hi, I'm Hillary Bennett, former corporate stooge turned motivated mompreneur. After becoming a mom, I realized the two options offered to me weren't going to work. I didn't want to stay at home, but I didn't want to work a normal 9-to-5 job either. I wanted to be able to live into my professional calling and be a present, joyful mom. So I left my 9-to-5 and started coaching mamas just like you, build successful, heart-centered businesses. Join me each week here on the Motivated Mompreneur Podcast as I share my lessons learned and secrets so you too can leave the corporate hustle behind and step into a life of freedom, flexibility, and financial abundance. Welcome to season 2 of the Motivated Mompreneur Podcast. I am Hillary Bennett, the heart and soul behind the Motivated Mompreneur and your host. And we are going to dive in and talk all about values today. If you have listened to me from the beginning, this will not be the first time you are hearing this, but it is so important. Listen again. And for those of you who are new, welcome. I'm so excited that you're here. We're going to talk about values. So I wanted to kick off season 2 with values because I believe it is truly the foundation for a fulfilled life. I'm just going to repeat that because I want to make sure you understand. I feel like understanding your values is the foundation of living a truly fulfilled life. And truly, I think that's what we're all after. We want that feeling of fulfillment as a mom. We want a feeling of fulfillment as a woman. And we want that feeling of fulfillment in terms of how we're able to contribute to the world around us. If we understand our values, we're able to be a lot more intentional with that. So, that being said, I kind of want to start from the beginning. What the heck are values anyways? We use this word for a lot of different things, and we often hear in the media, you know, family values or political values or, you know, what have you. But I'm really talking about values in such that they are a personally chosen life direction that can act as your inner compass. That is a definition taken from the Lyra coaching model. They are a company that offers coaching as a part of a health insurance benefit to employees at companies that subscribe with Lyra. And I really think that that definition is right on the money. These are your personal top priorities. If you were to sit down, and I'm going to encourage you to do just that, and think, what is most important to me in life? If I, you know, heaven forbid, if I were to be done on this earth tomorrow and I looked back, what do I want my life to have been filled with? So these are all sort of different ways to approach this idea of values. Now, the reason why we're talking about it is because what happens when we aren't aware and living into our values? There's two different things, and I'm going to go into this in my personal story in a little bit. Knowing what your values are the first step, but then living into them is the second step. And what happens when you don't live into your values is you feel out of alignment. I'm using air quotes. I know you can't see that because that's a very coachy phrase, out of alignment. But you can imagine if you've ever been to the chiropractor and you get realigned, it's when we're not set up and moving the way that we are intended to move. It's when we are living in a way that is not in alignment with our values. I think that this actual feeling, the emotional and physiological feeling and sensation that each person experiences when they're out of alignment is probably different. And so I'll just encourage you to bring in some self-awareness. But here are some examples of what can commonly indicate that you're living out of alignment with your values. If you're not looking forward to doing what is on your agenda for the day on the regular. Now, I am not a health professional. I will say a severe version of this could be depression. So if you are saying, gosh, every day I wake up and I don't want to do the day ahead of me, please seek out medical attention if you're feeling like it's severe or if it's every single day and it has been for a long time. But if you are just feeling blah, not wanting to go through with your day, you don't look forward to much. Maybe the things that you do look forward to are those opportunities when we're able to kind of like disconnect and let go. So this could look like, you know, binging on Netflix, going on vacation, having drinks with your girlfriends. All of those things can be good. But if that's all you look forward to, if that's all you have energy to or want to do, that could be a really clear indication that you're living out of alignment with your values. Generally, if you're just feeling kind of discontent, so these are all emotions that we're talking about. If you're feeling like it's not enough, nothing is ever enough, you're lacking that feeling of fulfillment. Physiologically, if you don't have easy access to being able to put words to your emotions, you can also tap into your body. I often feel that misalignment in my head. I feel it in my energy, so I feel tired more often. Lacking that motivation actually has a physiological effect on my body. Moving doesn't feel quite as good. Being small and being quiet feels much better. And those are all indications for me physiologically that I might be living out of alignment with my values. So like I said, it's going to be really specific and individual to each and every one of you. But those are just some common ways that you might be able to reflect and think, yeah, I don't have a lot of excitement and motivation about what happens in my day-to-day life. I kind of feel like I'm in a rut. Or yeah, like I just feel like I want to lie down all the time. I don't have the energy to get up and go. Or I'm really only looking forward to those opportunities in which I can kind of check out. And I will say just one more time that these symptoms or these experiences can also be aligned to diagnosable medical conditions. And so I am not a medical professional. I'm not giving medical advice here, but I am saying that if you feel like it's something more, I really encourage you to reach out and get help. Okay, so if we think about what it feels like when we're out of alignment, gosh, that is certainly nothing I want to sign up for in life. It really, to me, feels like I am wasting my life. I'm wasting my days when I'm in that place. And I have been in that place several times over the course of my life. And so I think that this is, like I said before, I think this is important because it acts as the foundation to living a fulfilled life. If you want to feel that motivation, if you want to feel fulfillment, I mean, this is where it starts. So I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what's been going on in my world in the last couple of weeks. I went to an incredible Christian women's conference. It's called the IF Conference. It was held in Dallas this year, and I think usually it's held somewhere in Texas. They had an in-person option, but they also have a virtual option. I highly recommend it. If you are thinking, ooh, I want to go and learn from others in my spiritual growth, highly, highly recommend this conference. I had a fabulous time. I felt truly filled up. I felt inspired. I felt connected with God. I was coming back on a high, really feeling motivated. And then wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. I got really sick. The day after I got home from this trip, I was in bed and I couldn't get out of bed for 7 days. I was that sick. And you know, mamas don't get a day off. So it was a rough week. But it did give me a chance to really think about what I was missing while I was lying in bed. And whether that is something I was relieved to be missing or whether it was something I was disappointed in missing. And I was really sad when I realized how much I was relieved to miss. I was relieved that I didn't have to do what I had put on my schedule to do. And again, that was a huge wake-up call for me. Like, hey, Hill, you are out of alignment with your values. Big flashing warning light for me. And so I checked, I have done a values assessment recently, and that's an exercise. And I'm actually going to give you access to a free version where you go through and you identify what your values are, what they mean to you, and what it looks like to live into those values. And that's the identifying your values piece of this equation. And so I said, okay, I've done this recently. Let's just double check. Do these still resonate with me? And I went back and the values that I had listed were my relationship with God, my family, my health, my calling, and friendships. Those were the five values that I had identified. And I affirmed that, yes, those are still the values that for this season in my life are important. I'm going to take just a caveat here and say that values will change over time. Whether you've gone through a life-changing event, getting married, getting divorced, having a baby, empty nester, moving, a new job, those can all trigger a change in values immediately. A traumatizing experience can trigger a change in your values. As we've all been working through this pandemic, I will say that every single person on the planet has been going through some amount of trauma because of how the pandemic has changed and kind of uprooted our lives. And so for anyone at this point, I think that doing a look at your values is a good time. It's a good time to do that. But like I said, simply the passage of time can you can find that your values have shifted. And so it is something that is ever evolving and always good to just kind of check in. Do these resonate with you? And if it has been a while since you've actually done a values assessment exercise, just going through it like you've never gone through it before. So I said, okay, yes, these are my five values and these are the order of importance. So I don't typically make my clients or force my clients to rank values because how you balance your values throughout your life can be very fluid throughout your day, throughout your week. But for me in this instance, I felt like I really did need to prioritize my values. And so I did. And the priority went God, family, health, calling, friendships, because I've also learned over the years that especially if you have five values like me, it can be hard to juggle all of them. And at times, one value can conflict with another. And so that is a tough situation to be in. And so for me, having that prioritized list will say, okay, if, you know, and actually this just happened last night, if an opportunity for me to live into the value of healthy and growing friendships comes into conflict with my health, I have to say no to that opportunity to live into my friendship value and say yes to that opportunity to live into my health value. So we had a neighborhood girls' night last night, and I was feeling so exhausted by the end of the day. I had had a big day that I ended up needing to say no to that girls' night and go to sleep. And that was a really hard thing for me to do, but that is an example of why I wanted to rank them for me personally, because it gave me the foundation to be able to make the best decision for me, even though I experienced super FOMO and I really wanted to go. And I think that probably if I hadn't been so focused on living into my values well and on purpose, I would have gone and I would have been exhausted and I would have, you know, not helped my health or my body. And it all has a trickle effect. You know, they're all interrelated. So now that I have this awareness that I'm not living into my values well, I thought, okay, I preach values all the time. I mean, I even laughed at the beginning of this episode that this is not the first time I have talked with you about values. I shout it from the rooftops, and yet I have not been walking the talk, and it is time that I am going to do that. So I gave myself a 30-day values challenge, and I am going to be living into my values every single day, so on purpose that it feels like my job. And I'm currently, as I'm recording this, I'm on day three. And I can tell you that just in these 3 days, I have already felt a shift in that motivation factor. But the way that I'm going about this is by saying, okay, if my number one priority in terms of my values is my relationship with God, that means that unless I am literally asleep all day or, you know, doing something that is an obligation all day, but even then, I need to first and foremost focus on my relationship with God. And so if that's all I get done in the day, I'm living into the most important value. And so I prioritized that. Now, the way that I actually get that done is really fluid. It doesn't have to look the same thing for me every day. In fact, I find that when it comes to relationships, static routines hinder my growth instead of encourage it. And so needing to give myself options of how do I explore the growth and nurturing of this relationship between me and God. And so that's how I make sure that if nothing else gets done by the end of the day, something has been done towards the nurturing of my relationship with the Lord. That is the first thing. And then after that is family. What does family mean to me? It is so critical that we take a look at these values and define what they mean for ourselves, and then define what it means to live into that. This is going to be so unique because to me, my value of family is not being a homemaker. It's not being super mom. And I'm using these sort of hyperbolic examples as a way to kind of just communicate the differentiation of what I'm talking about, although it can be something much more nuanced. And in fact, I think it is. But to me, family means having moments of connection each and every day, showing love and feeling loved each and every day. So it's not about quantity of time. It's not about specific activities, but it's about making sure that every single day with my children and my husband, I have a moment of connection and I have a moment to feel love and I have a moment to show love. So that is what family means to me. So you might feel like, oh, wow, that's an interesting way to define what it looks like to live in the value of family. Mine is totally different. Yes, girl, yours is going to be different. And I really encourage you to understand how that is because before, if I thought a value of family meant quantity of time, and I've totally been there, quantity of time spent with my family, making sure that the house is clean, getting all my mom chores done, which definitely helps. Like, I'm not going to say those are bad things. They are not. They are great things. But when we have these busy lives, the stress of that being on our to-do list can really impact what's actually important to us. And that's what's happened to me. There have been so many times when I've had the opportunity to sit down and connect with my kids, but instead I focused on cleaning or doing the grocery list or something else because I was trying to work on my mom chores as opposed to what that family, the value of family means to me. So do you see the difference? I hope I'm making it clear. So getting that clarity also gave me this huge sigh of relief, like, okay, I don't have to worry about some of these other things that I have kept on the same level as, you know, really being present when I tuck my kiddos in for bed at the end of the night. They are not on the same level. My value of family are those three things I talked about and not the other things. So it's given me some relief in terms of the stress level and the expectations for myself. In terms of health, again, for me, this is a huge value. And I say again, I haven't said that yet. This is a huge value for me. It encompasses so much. I've had a really difficult health journey lately, and it's a big challenge. And I'm not happy with the way I feel. I'm not happy with how I look. And I'm not happy with, you know, the actual health of my body. I want to change all of these things. And so for me, focusing on my body looks like sleep, first and foremost. It looks like nourishment in terms of healthy food and a lot of water, and it looks like movement. Now, I have prioritized sleep. So again, we're going back to the reason why it's so important to say, okay, what is my definition of this and how do I live it into my life well? I have to get enough sleep. If I don't get enough sleep, going to the gym might not be the best thing for me to do. And that may change one day. One day when I maybe have a different health situation, health may not, first of all, have to be as high a priority as it currently is, and maybe the way that I live into my health looks different. So again, just a really important reason why we have to go back and check in with the values that we believe that we have. So then I have calling. Now this is my business. This is the opportunity that I have to make a positive impact on the world around me outside of my home. That is my calling. My calling is to be a coach, is to help other moms find their purpose and live into it well, specifically those moms who are wanting to leave a corporate career and start something from home so that they can really enjoy the freedom and flexibility that comes with being their own boss. And so that takes time. And being an entrepreneur, man, it can be a hustle. And there have been many times where I have fallen into the hustle, letting my calling out prioritize all of the three things I've just shared. And so one thing that I'm doing really consciously right now is looking at if I only have a small amount of time, because if I'm focusing on my relationship with God, my family, and my health before I get to my calling, I may not have as much time as I used to. So if I have a little bit of time, what does it look like to go and really live into my calling? And then lastly, with friendships, for me, this is with my relationship with God, the growth and nurturing of friendships that fill me up and that I have been called to fill them up. And I struggled whether I actually wanted to have this one on my list, because the other four I feel like are very important, not only for me, but for my family. So my ability to have a close relationship with God is going to directly impact my ability to do anything else in life. My ability to make connection and share and receive love with my family obviously has a direct impact on my kids and my husband. My health has an incredible direct impact on my kids and my husband. And so those felt important to me because I could say they're not only important to me, they're important to him, they're important to my kids. My friendships, however, that is something that's very important to me. Now, I totally will agree that if I have been filled up in a way that's important to me, it is going to support my family as well. But it's not quite the same. And I think in a poor mindset, I could say to myself, this is selfish. Now, you notice that I said in a poor mindset, I could say to myself, but I am trying to cultivate a really positive, healthy mindset. And what I'm saying is that personal close relationships with people outside of my family is one of the most important things in my life. And I need to make that a value and consciously live into it well. It's not just a side effect, and it's not just something that I get to do when everything else is done, because it's not selfish for me to live into this value. God created me on purpose, and he created me to desire friendships outside of my family. I truly think God has called all of us to be in community outside of our family, but I also believe that, you know, for each of us, that desire and that need is going to look and feel different person to person. So I ended up with these five, and I kind of thought about what it looked like. I wrestled with the friendships. Should it go on the list? Should it not? And that's kind of where I ended up. I've spent now the last couple days prioritizing and living into these things. And like I said before, my motivation has really increased. That excitement when I'm laying in bed thinking about the day has improved just in 3 days. I'm also going to be taking a scientific approach to this, though. So I am going, each day I'm taking notes in my notes app on my phone on each of these. For the more qualitative aspects of seeing growth, I'm giving myself a scale from 1 to 10. So especially when it comes to relationships, so with God, with family, with friendships, I'm giving myself a score on a scale to give me an idea of growth over time. It's not necessarily as if there is a goal. So I'm not trying to say I want my relationship with God to be 10 out of 10. I mean, sure, I do, but that's not the goal. I want to see growth. Okay. So I also don't want, while goals can and should be derived from your values, I don't want values to become your goal. And for me, I don't want my values to become my goal. They are a compass. They're showing us the direction, the road that we should be following. But there's not really an end point. For those pieces that are less qualitative and more quantitative, I'm able to record that data as well. Now, the reason why I'm doing this is because I don't trust myself to be able to look at myself and what I've done over the last month and have a really objective view for so many reasons. We have so many biases. We have the bias to, you know, think more of ourselves than what is actual reality. And in some other areas, we have a bias to, you know, see less than the actual reality. And so I wanted to be able to fight off some of that bias with actual data. I also want to be able to see, does this actually matter? I've been talking about it mattering for years, but I've never actually taken the time to truly make my decisions by my values. And so I want to see, am I encouraging others to follow something that is true? Is this actually fruitful, or is this a bunch of BS fluffy coach crap? Because I don't know. And so that is why I'm taking such a specific action. Now, if you feel like you're in that rut of being out of alignment with your values, I really encourage you, take the values assessment. I'm going to include the link below in the show notes. If you follow me on Instagram, which you totally should, I'd love to hang out with you over there. I'm at The Motivated Mompreneur. It's in my link. So if you click on the link, it'll take you to my link tree and you'll have access to that values exercise there, you guys. It's totally free. So I'll encourage you, each and every one of you, to take that and do that. I'm not saying, oh, you need to take the next 30 days and kind of be as intentional and structured as how I am going to be spending the next month. However, I will say, you know, really look at if the feeling of being out of alignment changes or not. It probably means you need to take different action. So the awareness, again, I've said this a couple times now, the awareness, the identification of what your values are the first step. They inform your behavior and your action. But if you don't follow up with that behavior or action, you're still going to feel out of alignment. And so I am at the point now where I had the awareness, but I didn't have the follow through. So I am now practicing that follow through. All right. So I'm going to end here by talking a little bit about how this is going to be important as you're leaving corporate and building your own business. We, especially those of us who have had a corporate career, we have been conditioned to see very specific ways of things being done and very specific definitions of success. This is going to vary based on what type of corporation you've been in and how many different ways of doing these things you've seen. For me, I was at one company for 12 years. And so to say that I was conditioned very specifically is an understatement. And so as we're thinking about leaving that one environment and moving into another environment, what we can do is we've adopted these values of something other than ourselves. And we can do this even in regular life too. Perhaps we've adopted the values of our church or of our family or of society. Maybe you've adopted the values of a celebrity that you really admire or a guru that you follow, but they're not actually yours. And so as you're making big life transitions, especially one in which you are as much in control as we as humans can be, it is absolutely critical that you know what your values are and you're living into them. Because what will happen if your behavior and your decisions and your actions aren't being led by your values, you will find yourself having built a business that you don't enjoy, having built a business that's not worth it, either leaving corporate too soon or too early. It can really have a negative effect on that big life change that you are trying to navigate as easily and as successfully as possible. So I told you that this podcast is all about sharing secrets and giving you insight into my past mistakes so that you don't have to make the same. And this would be one of the biggest ones. If you are sitting in a 9-to-5 job and you are just itching to jump from that and to being your own boss, please, I beg of you, take some time, identify your values, take a little bit more time, see if you are actually living into them. Does your action and behavior follow the lead your values are giving you? And then kind of go from there, because they will influence what kind of business you decide to start. Who are you working with? What are you offering? And those three questions are critical to you to being able to be successful in your business. If you're not able to answer those questions, you won't be able to sell, because people won't know who you're selling to, what you're offering. And listen, you might think this is like, duh, hell. Of course I would need to know those things. I cannot tell you how many clients I've worked with that have struggled to identify these things, and how many people I see out in the world trying to be a mompreneur and struggling because they can't identify these three things. And so it's just so critical in terms of your success as a mompreneur to be able to know what your values are and follow that up with behavior and action. Lastly, I want to just touch on that word success. I'm not saying money, although, yeah, that's part of it. But really, I'm talking about fulfillment. I started this off by saying this is the foundation to living a fulfilled life. And if working outside of the home, and when I say that, not being a stay-at-home mom, because I'm going to help you get a business from home, is part of your calling, then success to you, if it's fulfillment, life fulfillment is going to include something like that. So, okay, I hope this has been helpful. I am so excited about what's coming up next in season two of the Motivated Mompreneur podcast. Make sure that you follow, hit subscribe, whatever that button is in the platform that you're using, so that you don't miss an episode. Now that we've moved into seasons, it means each and every episode is really going to pack in a lot of information, a lot of punch. So you don't want to miss a single episode. Be sure you head to the show notes, click on the link to get your own values identification exercise so that you can start knowing what your values are and living into them intentionally each and every day. I'll see you next time. Thanks for listening to today's episode of the Motivated Mompreneur podcast. For more resources, be sure to check out today's show notes and follow the Motivated Mompreneur on Instagram. And remember, you were created on purpose for a purpose, and the world needs your gifts to be shared. I'm praying for you and sending you so much love. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to my mommy's podcast.